get involved on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. It's great to have you here. Join me, Gem Swallow, every Friday as I talk happiness and living life to the fullest. I talk about what I try and what I come across, along with mindset and motivation, health and fitness. That's Quirky Gems Podcast every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts. Do you want to get heard on my podcast? The £6 intro package gets you heard right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. Tell the world about your blog, podcast, book, small business, etc. by having an advert read out right here on the podcast, as well as having your link in my link tree. Available monthly. Interested? Direct message me via Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Payment via PayPal. The £12 Let's Get Social package gets you heard right here on Quirky Gems Podcast via having your advert read out here, as well as having your link in my link tree and a Twitter post every week for a month. Interested? DM me on Twitter at Radio Gem. Payment via PayPal. Infinity Wanderers 2 is a second edition of our new magazine, focusing on real history and genealogy, and on the genres of alternate history, science fiction, and historical fiction. Issue 2 includes an interview with author Vivian Tufnell, and the establishment of two main columns for the publication. These are Small Causes by L.G. Parker, looking at events that did, or could have, changed history dramatically, despite being apparently small in themselves. And we have Family History Shorts, which takes one or two family history photographs and adds genealogical information to them. Perfect if you love ancestry or history. Are you a bookworm? Great! We have book reviews too. So why not order yourself a copy of Infinity Wanderers 2, available on Amazon and in Gem's Linktree. Migraine, arthritis, fibromyalgia, pain? Would you like a natural painkiller? With just three ingredients, Gem CBD Balm could be just what you're looking for. Rub it into where it hurts and let it do its thing. Available only in the UK. DM Gem on Twitter, at Radio Gem. Payment via PayPal. Contains coconut oil. Hello and welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast, happiness and living life to the fullest. I'm Gem Swallow. How are you? I hope you're doing well. In this episode, I'm going to ask you a question. If you could send a message to someone or something out there, by there I mean outer space, what would you say? I came across this because, if you don't know, I find outer space and other planets and other galaxies quite interesting. I find it interesting that we don't hear about... I'm about to say this, I really know what some of your answers might be. We don't hear about intelligent life. And every now and again, something comes up, maybe on the news or on your Twitter feed or wherever you get your social media, and they say that they might have heard something, and this is taking place. It has, I know. So I came across this. If you hear something, I'm using my phone because this is where all of the bits are. You know me in technology. So I came across this. So, if I can find the right screenshot. This I found on Twitter a few weeks ago. Astronomers had detected an unusual radio signal from a far-off galaxy, according to Massachusetts Institute of Technology. The signal is a fast radio burst, an intensely strong burst of radio waves, MIT said in a statement. So basically, they picked up what we would know on, I guess, is the radio, I guess. They didn't really divulge that much information. A little bit more. This is from the bostonglobe.com. The MIT said in a statement, usually the mysterious signals last for a few milliseconds at most, but this one, lasted up to 3 seconds and included bursts of radio waves every 0.2 seconds in a clear periodic pattern. So, because of me, this is called Quirky Gems Podcast, right? Because I'm interested in this kind of stuff, I was thinking, okay, let's look at this for what it is. We live on a world where we have a lot of technology at our disposal. Throughout the day, we have maybe a smartwatch, we might have a smartphone, a tablet. We can contact people at the touch of a button. With that in mind, though, we also live in different civilizations. And we live in different cities, some of us live in urban places, some of us live in villages and in towns. And it got me thinking, I live in a city. I've always lived in a city. And when I was younger, childhood age, about 6, before living here, I lived in a place where it was very close-knit, and there wasn't really a lot to do, but I lived in a place where you couldn't get bored because we had an amazing surroundings around us, and the community was very small. It was a small community, so, you know, loads of houses and high-rise, that kind of place. When I was a little bit older, we moved, and now I live in the suburbs of a city. And as I've gotten older, I've realised how different people who live in my city and in other cities, how they work, how they are, and I also have a fascination with accents. So, I've always noticed it because I was raised by a single parent, one of my parents has a different accent to the people around me, simply because my mum wasn't born where I live. And so with that, I was thinking, okay, being a podcaster, I have, one of the most important things in my life is audio. I listen to music, you can hear me talking right now via audio. And I thought, if there's a beam of messages to face, it might be that you have a sci-fi movie coming in the air. I'm not talking to you to go home or being asked to be honest, I don't know your company, so that could be awkward. But if I actually get a message out there, I could tell, it's not a person, is it, but it's a life form. If I tell a life form out there something about what we are seeing, day in, day out, and experience what I say, I would get people from across the world, so I would put it out to some competition. You can get these sometimes, for example, my local TV station, and sometimes they put out things that they want kids to do. So my local TV station will be BBC Saturday, and they have a new channel of an evening, and so I'm doing a day at BBC Radio Station. That's like a radio show. BBC Radio Show is like a 24-hour rolling radio station, but BBC Saturday, sometimes they have this thing where a competition where kids can get involved, and they can showcase their art, like that kind of thing. So what I'm doing, I'm going to put it out there to every country, city and town around the world, and I'm going to say to them, I want to hear your accent, and I want to hear what it is you're living in. Because for me, I would say my accent, even though my accent is slightly different than, as I said, people around me, because I have my mum's accent. It's a fact apparently that you do accent from your parents. But I want to kind of say, okay, so I'm in a place where there isn't a lot to do, employment is low, prospects, not great, but I would say what I do like. However, with this said, you can go another way. I don't know about you, I have seen so many alien and sci-fi movies where we don't know what is out there. Has peaceful intentions. So, we look at this as a critic here, and ask you guys, if you get a message out there, what would you say? It's interesting, actually. Because one of my listeners actually messaged me last week, and they said, how's it going with the aliens, Shem? And I said, well, I found out a lot of people don't seem to like other people. But then there's other people who don't like him. I think it's one of the things that happens. So, where I live, in the UK, we have a leadership election, where we have two people battling it out to try and become their Prime Minister. We have a living crisis that we found out a couple of weeks ago is about Biden, which is news to us. And we have oil crisis that a lot of people worry about. And basically, we are slowly going into winter, where the mainstream media is making it that you have to worry about eating what you're eating. And if you take out the fact that 1970 last week actually to around this conversation, if you take out the fact that it's summer, the mid actually got the heat, you got the sun, you got the vitamins, and you got your winter, I think it'll be a lot like the Great Depression, what we're told day in and day out. So for me, when we get back to the point of this episode, I'm out there that what it is my day-to-day life consists of. I live in a place called Southampton, I've been here all my life, I've been born here, and I guess I wouldn't want to be saved, but I guess I'd be like, it's like a walkie-talkie kind of relationship. We're like, I'm here, over. If anyone wants anything, I mean, I don't know how they define themselves. I don't know if you'd be able to understand how they define themselves. I mean, us as humans, we have our names, that's our pronouns. We have our born sex. Some people choose to change their sex. We have mental health conditions. We have physical ailments. Makes me wonder, if you were a being from another country, if you would have sex in another country, in another planet, if you would have that too, would your healthcare be amazing? Yes, we pay into the NHS, and sometimes you feel let down by it. But if you were from another planet, would you have the same body that we do? Would you have the same organs that we do? Would you breathe the same? Would you think the same? And it's still the same as well. Most of the movies you watch, they are, you know, telepathic. We're not. It depends on how close you are to someone. Sometimes some people complain to me. Or you can, you know, the way their vehicles are. I'm only going by pop culture sci-fi movies. But if many people thought, that's not okay. If they had to put a message out there, what would we say? So what do you guys?
I don't know what I was expecting. But what came back? Okay, here is the question. If you had the opportunity to send a message to outer space, what would you tell anyone or anything listening? Here we go. Okay. That F-King guy, that's a podcast, Nuclear from Orbit, is the only way to be sure. Now this one we laughed because the first thing I thought was, you've seen Alien, haven't you? And then, I believe it's the host said, oh, it's one of my favourite films. So, okay, Nuclear from Orbit. Let's hope not, but okay. Another one. She World Order on Twitter. I thought that was an utter space, and I was very excited for a minute. I then commented and said, sorry for the disappointment. Another one. Jodie Wood. Don't bother coming here. Try our moon. It's got more intelligent life on it. East Side History. That we're looking for intelligent life to come and rule us for a while. But what I find curious about that, just kind of in the spirit of fairness, if it was an intelligent life form, would we be able to connect with it? I mean, we are educated to a degree. Most of us have gone to school, maybe higher education, right? If we had an alien life form come to our planet, would we take to being ruled by it? Because we are animals, and it makes me wonder if an alien life form, would they be an animal? Would we look at it in the same way? Spinky on Twitter, I would send an essay on why cats are awesome. Okay, cool, awesome. The Dr. Squeeze, you can do better, invade somewhere else, take me with you. UFO No podcast. The tinfoil hats are one size fits all. So it's like a little hint for you, like, you know. If you need help, you know, we have tinfoil here. You know, we're not afraid to use it. There was one more. Oh, I swear, I need help. Honestly. Okay, and there was one more. If I can scroll down. Lots of comments on my Twitter. Hold on. There was one more. I knew I should have screenshotted it. I knew I should have. Okay, we're getting there. We are getting there. Slowly. Talk among yourselves, won't you? Okay. I knew I should have screenshotted that one. But the general consensus is that it seems to be, come down to our planet and help us. That sounded very dramatic, didn't it? I just found the last one. This is from Of A Glasgow Girl on Twitter. Ooh, this is a tough one. I think I would ask for proof of life if I was talking to something in space. Or if they can chat back, I'd ask how much other life forms are out there. Because I refuse to believe we are the only life forms in the whole universe. This is very interesting. Thank you to Of A Glasgow Girl. This is interesting. Okay, so. If you are. There's like this, the question, isn't there? Do you believe more in ghosts? Or do you believe more in UFOs? If you ask someone this, if you believe in ghosts, ghosts are easier to see. You can set up experiments if you want to believe. You can go on ghost hunts. You can... There's technical technology. There are frequencies that you can buy. There are devices you can buy. You can set up. And you can see whether or not you're going to get an EMF, electric magnetic field. With UFOs, there have been sightings of unidentified flying objects, or some people have claimed to be abducted by aliens and other things happen. But what I find curious about it, there have been pictures, there have been inflatable balloons, there have been all sorts of things, and they show a picture of like an oval shaped head or a green little man with very thin arms and legs. But we actually haven't had one come down. We actually wouldn't mind one because we haven't seen one. When we've seen NASA and other international space agencies go up and look at planets, especially the moon, and see insects, and I think to myself, that is an alien. Most often on our planet, we have the periodic table, which tells us about all the, you know, materials we found on our planet, and there are new insects, new species, new wildlife, new fish, they're found all the time. And with our climate change team, there are new ones found all the time. What is interesting is that when they go up into space, perhaps when they go up on the moon, you look at insects and I think, if you can't find that down here on Earth, because that's our only way of, like, reference, if you can find that down here on Earth, that is an alien species. We don't know what it does, we don't know how it eats, we don't know. I mean, for example, a Earth spider would make a web. An earthworm does something, a slime worm does something, a ladybird does something. All the insects on our planet, basically, they have a job in our ecosystem to protect our gardens, or balconies, or greenery. They're there to clean up the debris and to keep the place living. But up on, say, for example, the moon or the planet, with this, well, it did specify what planet it was. Now, I know there are thousands of planets out there, it did specify what one single came from. But what I'm curious about is, if we start small, we had to evolve with what planets, Big Bang, whatever, but as of galaxies, maybe that hasn't happened, maybe their planet isn't meant to implode or whatever. But what I'm curious about is, if they had insects, what would their insects do to the planet? If that's what aliens are like, I think the whole planets are, their aliens are insects, to be honest. But if they had an insect, what would their people, what would they do? Would they do what ours do for the ecosystem? Would they eat debris? Would they, for example, other leaves or other dead animals, insects, and depending on what season you might have, for example, over in UK, people get very hot in the summer, and they're not flies. But every insect that you have met, you know, they all have a reason, they all have a job. Other than knowing, on our planet, for us it would be an alien, what would their jobs be? And that's what I'm curious about, you know, just that. So, thank you to everyone who got involved. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any comments you'd like to comment, I'm certainly warm room, okay? So, if you have anything you'd like to add, if you'd like to comment, you can do that at on Twitter. And yeah, it'd be very interesting to see. So, if you could send out a message to someone, or something, what would you say? As always, thank you so much for listening. It's been a blast. I will speak to you the same time next week. Again, thank you to everyone that got involved. And I'm Gem Swallow, and this is Quirky Gems Podcast, happiness and living life to the fullest. I'll catch you next week.